Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Abav is here. I'm glad he's here, too. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our go-to guys when we're talking about franchising. He is the franchise king, and he's our good friend, Joel Abav. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have,
how are you, Jim?
Good to have you back. Thank you for hanging out with me. You know, Joel, one of the things that I started predicting, and a lot of people disagree with me, and other people went the opposite way of me. The other people thought, boy, just wait till the startups get hold of the economy. Wait till after the recession. Wait till the startups get going. And all they were doing was looking at what had been happening in past recessions and the subsequent recoveries. They weren't looking at the facts on the ground. And it hurt me very much to disagree with them and to talk about and to even predict that this recovery would be with pretty much without any kind of significant startup activity because of the facts I saw on the ground, which was limited personal equity because of the housing situation and limited credit availability because of the financial collapse that we had a couple of years ago. And I put that together and said, the startup situation is going to be really rough, unfortunately. And basically that would be connected also to what's going on in the franchise industry. And recently you wrote about that. You wrote about some of this. Talk to us about that a little bit, please.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a situation where folks that are downsized, their net worths have decreased a lot, mm-hmm. Not only because of their 401ks and the stock market early last year, but also because their real estate, as you talked about, yeah. The real estate has bottomed out, and some of them, as opposed to having equity, now are underwater. So when they present themselves, you know, their whole financial net worth, et cetera, to the banks, the banks are easily finding a way to say no.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, and folks, this is not to say that you can't start a business.
That's
I started a business with basically nothing in '89, Joel.
Right.
But it's bootstrapping, and there will be plenty of people who will bootstrap their small businesses. And they're doing it right now. And God bless them, everyone. And I'm doing my best to help them, as I know you are. But it just takes longer to bootstrap.
It really does.
Every time you make a dime, you have to reinvest 9 cents. It just takes longer to do that, and so it's going to be that's going to contribute to a slower recovery. Now, one of the things that's interesting though that you wrote about recently is how the landscape for franchising has changed. You said recently in a piece that I saw that you wrote that the franchise industry had a great impact on the economy, on the marketplace. But now you're saying that the roles are reversed, that the economy, the marketplace, is having a bigger impact on the franchise industry.
It is, and it's weird because, unfortunately, like a lot of business sectors out there, franchising depends on getting loans, and that's where the effect is. I mean, I am so sick of talking with you about this credit situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last three or four times you and I have talked, it's the same thing. And so you know, I happen to be in an industry that's very, very dependent on getting startup capital.
Some mix of the capitalizing of a franchise has got to be debt. Some element of almost any franchise I've ever heard of, franchise acquisition I've ever heard of, involves some level of debt.
That's right. Debt is a part of it.
Some bank loan of some kind.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe Uncle Mort.
Right.
Some debt to Uncle Mort.
Right.
For 50 grand. So, yeah,
right.
There's debt involved for sure. Interestingly enough, there are a couple and I know you read about this, the conversion franchises. Now that is an opportunity.
Tell us what that is.
Conversion franchises, let's say that Jim's convenience store in Alabama has been struggling for a year, and Jim is looking for a way to ramp up things. 7-Eleven happens to call him one day and says, hey, how about if you convert this to a 7-Eleven franchise?
Hmm.
We both win. You get our branding power. You get significant buying power.
The hotel industry calls that reflagging.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah.
And talk about an easier way to get a loan approved. Hello,
yeah.
This is Jim, and
so,
here is my balance sheet.
And this person basically becomes a franchisee.
Yep.
Of that company, changes the way they're maybe he changes the obviously the signage and
right.
But they he gets the marketing and the product array and that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's huge. So that's going to happen a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
It has to. Because it's a it's
well, what
real,
you're talking about, easy. What you're yeah. talking about is what everybody else is already doing, and that is looking at a different way to make something happen. I mean, this is the new normal. The new normal doesn't look anything like the old normal. This is not the new normal is more of a stark difference than a variation on a theme.
Yeah, I agree.
What you're talking about. I mean, you're talking about completely taking the blinders off and looking at the future, in this case of franchising, in a completely different way. And you got to be more creative. The old models, if Joel Barker were here right now, he'd be saying, you know, that sounds like a paradigm shift.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that 70% of the franchisors are going to do this. But if 20% of them do,
right.
That's huge.
That could be a big deal. Well, and of course, aren't the franchisors going to lead that? Because they're the ones who are going to say, okay, we don't have representation in this area. Let's go out and see who the successful entities are there, and let's glom onto them.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Rather than try to find somebody who can capitalize a startup of their franchise.
Or who can't.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly right. But very interesting. Folks, you know, things are changing. It's we all have to be more creative in the way that we approach the business, whatever business we're in, because the second decade of the 21st century, which you hear me continue to talk about, it's a lot different, going to be a lot different from the place we've been. It's 20 after. Joel Abava is our guest. He's the franchise king. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.